In a world where uncertainty reigns supreme, where shadows of chaos dance at every turn, one truth emerges unyielding. Preparation is not a luxury, but a lifeline. Behold the Wellness Company, a beacon of readiness amidst the tempestuous seas of fate. Envision a sanctuary of tranquility, where the tumult of unforeseen medical crises finds no purchase. The Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit stands as a bastion of assurance, a fortress of resilience against the unseen foes of health. Within its sacred confines lie the tools of salvation. Ivermectin, to ward off the insidious whispers of disease. Emergency antibiotics, to quell the raging storms of infection. Antivirals, to vanquish the relentless tides of contagion, and more. The Wellness Company Medical Emergency Kit is not merely a collection of supplies, it is the embodiment of preparedness itself. Crafted by the hands of esteemed healers led by luminaries such as Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. James Thorpe, Dr. Harvey Risch, and Dr. Drew Pinsky, this kit stands as the pinnacle of safety, the zenith of prevention. These truth-seeking doctors have forged a testament to vigilance, a testament to the unwavering pursuit of well-being. Embrace the certainty that comes from being armed against adversity. Embrace the Wellness Company, for in its embrace lies the promise of resilience, the promise of a brighter tomorrow amidst the chaos of today. Don't wait for the next crisis to strike. Visit twc.health/strangeplanet and use promo code STRANGEPLANET for an exclusive 10% discount. Prepare today and rest easy tomorrow.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett.
On this episode, the discoverer of reverse speech reveals satanic messages from politicians.
I am Satan.
I am Satan. I am Satan.
This podcast is brought to you by Paranormal Contractors. If you have unwanted paranormal activity in your home or business, this is no time to be dealing with amateurs. You need to bring in the professionals. Paranormal Contractors is a division of Crime and Trauma Scene Cleaners. They utilize the latest scientific technology to investigate, authenticate, and remediate your ghost or demon problem. Call them at this new number, 631-552-5835. 631-552-5835. That's 631-552-5835. Email paranormalcontractors@gmail.com and tell them Richard sent you. Check out their YouTube channel, Paranormal Contractors, for things that go bump in the night.
Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett. Pursuing the truth wherever it leads. Exposing evil and corruption and the secret machinations of powerful elites. Revealing the high strangeness beneath the surface of our supposed reality. Coming to you from his studio beneath the stairs. Here's Richard Serrett.
Welcome to your Friday. A slight change in programming. I had intended to publish an episode on a 9/11 whistleblower today. Instead, that episode will drop on Monday. Not to worry, I haven't been silenced. There's no conspiracy here, folks. The 9/11 whistleblower will be available Monday.
instead of today, because I'll be presenting a free reverse speech event here in Toronto tomorrow, Saturday, October 26th. I wanted to take one last opportunity to tell you about it, and since David John Oates is in town, I thought I should get him on in advance of the event, along with Christian Cadieux. Together, they are co-hosts of Reverse Speech Radio. And Christian will be along a little later in this episode with another episode of Paranormal Contractors. And one more reminder that I'll be sitting in for George Norrie tonight on Coast to Coast AM, and I'll be hosting again on Saturday night. You can go to coasttocoastam.com for more information and to find an affiliate station near you. To grasp the real meaning of our speech, we must tape it and play it backwards. David John Oates claims that reverse speech is a form of human communication that is automatically generated by the human brain. It occurs every time we speak and is embedded backwards into the sounds of our speech. David is the discoverer of reverse speech. He's the author of several books on the subject, including Reverse Speech, Voices from the Unconscious, and Reverse Speech, A New Theory About Language. Christian Cadieux is the real John Constantine, with close to two decades of working in environmental remediation, specializing in crime and trauma scenes. Paranormal Contractors comes from the experienced and creative mind of Christian, and by working in environments surrounded by energy deriving from traumatic events, Christian is no stranger to things that go bump in the night. David John Oates, Christian D. Cadieux, welcome back to Conspiracy Unlimited. How are you?
We're doing great. Yeah. Well, I'm doing great. Christian?
We do well. Everything's great. Thank you. Yes.
Before we get rolling here with some more great reversals, let's remind people, tomorrow, this is happening tomorrow, if you're in the Greater Toronto area, anywhere in southwestern Ontario, really, the free reverse speech event I've been talking about for weeks and weeks, again happening tomorrow, Saturday, October the 26th, 40 Donlands Avenue, Metamorphosis Greek Orthodox Church, 40 Donlands Avenue in Toronto. Give us the particulars, Christian.
Well, the first portion of that event will be from approximately 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And during that period, it's more of a workshop that we will be having, where we will be showing and premiering our new reverse speech video software. And we're actually... we will be dissecting Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's speech that he had given a day or so ago after he won the election. And we will show how the new video software syncs up with people's lips while moving. So it's like it's a paradigm shift in reverse speech technology. So there's a visual now. So combine the audio with the visual and you will see and hear people's lips synced with the reversal. So at this point, it's irrefutable. And it's a great tool. It's an amazing tool for reverse speech.
So again, the workshop, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And so that's 11 to 1. Then there'll be an hour break. And yep. Then at 2 o'clock, I'll be introducing David to the stage. And David, what are you going to present?
Well, now I think I'm on for
2 hours.
2 hours. Yep, 2 hours. Well, I'm going to go through some of the popular conspiracy theories, I would say. I'm going to look at JFK. I'm going to look at the moon landing. I'll look at 911. And you can find out what the reverse speech has to say about those particular three top controversial theories going around, I would suspect. If we've got time, I'll go into some of the therapeutic aspect of reverse speech, but I suspect that would take up the whole 2 hours, those three topics alone.
So. All right. And David, give us an update on the reverse speech documentary that's in the works.
Oh, yeah, very exciting. Okay, well, all the filming has finally been completed. I am getting the footage sent to me right now. I have a team of people in Australia all ready to go who will be we have over 200 hours of footage, so I've actually got three different specials I'm going to make out of it. But the documentary all ready to go. Hopefully within three four months we should have a completed product, and or fingers crossed on certainly starting on Australian television. And of course, then we get to all sorts of things that I am unfamiliar with, which is distribution, and that's a little bit over my pay grade at this stage. But I'll know more of that once we get the completed product in hand.
So, all right,
all the filming's done.
Excellent,
which is great.
Excellent, and we should also point out that the day after tomorrow, Sunday night, on my terrestrial weekly syndicated radio program, The Conspiracy Show, broadcasting out of Toronto on Zoomer Radio, a big Halloween special, and David, you'll be on there as well, presenting some more reversals, sort of some spooky stuff. Yeah. But on this episode of Conspiracy Unlimited, we're going to expose some politicians, I guess.
Yes, I guess that is part of it. I actually picked up some satanic reversals, given that Halloween is just around the corner.
All right, let's start with one of those.
But they are on politicians, so of course, to find satanic reversals on politicians is not a big surprise. And so, if we'll start with our favorite Slick Willie. Where is he? Here's Bill Clinton.
So I had no idea I'd wind up doing this, but my foundation gives me a platform and an organization to take these things on.
Okay, so would you trust a man who says backwards? Here, see, you can hear what he's saying.
I am Satan.
I am Satan. I am Satan.
I am Satan.
Yes, I was going to say, yeah, that's pretty obvious. I am Satan. Dear
I'm
Lord.
Satan. So here it is again.
I am Satan.
I am Satan. I am Satan.
I got to confess to you, I normally don't play all the Satan spooky type reversals, mainly because I'm sort of fighting against the backlash of satanic messages in rock and roll, so I try to keep them out of all my public presentations. But they do occur quite a lot, and of course, I Am Satan is not limited to Slick Willie. Here is his wife Hillary on the campaign trail.
Oh, two partners in crime.
Two partners in crime. Absolutely. So here we go.
You have to keep working to make things better, even when the odds are long and the opposition is fierce.
Okay, listen carefully. What's this one saying?
Grief Satan.
Grief Satan. Grief Satan.
Yep. You got that? No, that's pretty clear. Even I would have been able to get that one. Great,
yeah,
Satan.
Yeah, that is pretty disturbing. Yes, it is.
I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but during the Clinton years, 8 years in office, it is widely reported that Hillary, and Christian, you may be aware of this, Hillary invited essentially a coven of witches to the White House, and they held a seance there. And during the seance, it was reported that Hillary was channeling someone. She was channeling, allegedly, Eleanor Roosevelt. So there's some blackguards going on, for sure.
She's known to be extreme. Her presence is known to be throughout the White House. People who have stayed in the White House claim that they've seen her walking up and down the hallways.
Wow. Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. She was. Okay.
You know what? Let me ask you a quick question, David.
Yeah.
With all the reversals that you've done on the Clintons, where you have satanic messages, have you ever come across satanic messages in any of Donald Trump's reversals by chance?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't. No. But I have on Australia's prime minister. One of Australia's many prime ministers. We go through prime ministers like we change our socks. We've had like about seven prime ministers in the last 8 years. Here's our first female prime minister who got into power by, let me say, devious means. But then
devious means.
So here we go. I think this is after she just ousted her partner in crime, Kevin Rudd.
We have democratic institutions and conventions that work well at the most important times, when they're put to the test by the Australian people at an election.
And there she says, we love Satan.
We love Satan.
We love Satan.
Oh, dear Lord.
I mean, how clear is that? I mean, and also, what does that say? I mean, that's just... That's terrible. That's horrible.
Yes, it is.
This person is leading an entire nation.
Yeah, well, she stabbed the bat. Well, see, Australia's politics works totally differently than American and even England. I mean, the head of the party, the leader of the party is the prime minister. But you can change, the party can change leaders any time it wants. And they have all these internal fightings and wranglings and coups. And they've changed leaders. Literally, I'm sure it's about 6 or 7 times in the last 8 years or something. Crazy.
I'm not surprised, you know, we're getting these satanic messages from politicians, because I truly believe that the world is geared in favor of psychopaths. And in order to rise to power, you have to have a little bit of that in you, or a lot of that in you. You have to be a psychopath and certainly a sociopath. Who would be more vulnerable to a satanic possession or satanic influences, let's say, than world leaders?
You're absolutely right. I totally agree with you. I would, gee, I'm surprised I'm admitting this on the air.
Something has to be said about what Richard just said when it comes to psychopaths. Yeah. If you're prepared to put everything on the line and compromise everything in order to achieve your objective, you'll do whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Outside of the realm of reason in order to achieve your objective. So that's politicians, that's captains of industry, CEOs, all these individuals.
Sure, it cuts across every walk of life. Wherever it is required to step on other people, step over other people, compromise your integrity, your convictions in order to achieve something. And it could be the head of the PTA association. It could be a hospital administrator. It doesn't matter. The sociopaths usually rise to the top.
Here's a very loved American figure who has risen to the top. This is Oprah.
So I think if that is not a sign from Jesus himself, I never saw a sign bigger than that. So I audition, I hear nothing. I ended up months later calling the casting agent saying, I haven't heard anything. He said, you don't call me. What are you calling me for?
He says, our source will bring out my dark force.
Our source will bring out more doubt the force.
Our source will bring out more doubt the force.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Our source will bring out more dark force.
A little bit unclear.
My source will bring out my dark force. What does that mean exactly? I mean, the dark force, I understand.
Yeah, she's tapping her source. First, she talks about the source of energy inside of us. And so she's tapping into a dark, negative energy to create her career.
In the forward speech, she's professing, obviously, a belief in Jesus, but in the reverse, she's doing the exact opposite.
Exact opposite, yes. Oh, okay. On that note, let me just jump out of my Satan subdirectory momentarily and seeing we're on this topic. Here is a gospel song. Now, this will throw a few heads in the loop. This is from Hillsong. Church in big church in Sydney, Australia.
Glory, glory, I hear the angels sing.
And here she sings backwards, evil, high evil.
High evil, evil.
Wow.
High evil.
There you go.
Oh, my Lord.
I know.
And this is at a Christian...
That's at a Christian rally. Yeah, yeah.
Now, that could mean a number of things. It could mean... that could be, you know, a true incongruency where obviously this person, is being disingenuous about their belief. Or could it mean something else, like... hello, you know, hi, evil, like, I see you, evil, I see you over there. Hard to say.
Oh, I see. Oh, I never saw. I never saw it in that context.
Like acknowledging the presence of evil.
Oh, I see. All right. Yeah, hello, I documented it as H-I-G-H, of course. You know. Okay. Or, all right. Yeah, they could be interpreted that way. Sure.
Or even if it is H-I-G-H, as in high, as in a high level of evil, it's still kind of an acknowledgement of there is, you know, there is high evil around us.
Yeah.
Hard to say. Or true. It could be this person is not who they think they are or who they say they are.
You'd probably have to do more reversals on the song than what I've just got than to make an accurate assessment, I would imagine.
Right, so. Right. Oh, we should point out here, Christian, let people know about Reverse Speech Radio.
Oh, thank you. Yes, Reverse Speech Radio is a new and exciting podcast, a show that David and I are host and co-host together. And essentially, we take many different types of topics, themes from demonic possession to historical Abraham Lincoln, Teddy Roosevelt, Roosevelt, the fake speech. We got that one coming up. Even we have an amazing one coming up with John Holmes in Laurel Canyon and that particular controversy, the Wonderland murders. But it's a great podcast where we experiment with reverse speech on many different themes, debunking, validating, etc. So it's to your listeners, it's a very exciting show. And please feel free to visit it can be found on the website of reversespeech.ca. There's an icon of an old radio. You can click on there, or perhaps you can find us on the Libsyn platform.
Right, reversespeechradio.libsyn.com. New episodes every Thursday, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Yep.
All right. What else do you have for us, David?
Okay, well, there's always a famous one that did the rounds back when Obama ran for office. It was Thank You Satan, Thank You. So I'll play that one if case. I didn't find this one actually. I don't know who found it. I was actually a little bit jealous. I thought, oh gee, when someone else does the round. So here's the forwards.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
The crowd is chanting, thank you, Satan, thank you. Yeah.
What's fascinating about that is that you've got a thousand voices perhaps there.
Right.
And yet the reversal is consistent. Now, how does that work? Because not necessarily everyone who is saying, yes, we can, is satanic. How do you think that works?
Well, it's actually a fascinating phenomenon in reverse speech that I am mystified by. But I've found this many times in the past of crowds chanting in unison, and really? You get the same reversal. I've found it quite a few times. I at the top of my head, I can't think of one other than this one. So it's and then of course you think about. Musicians and the chorus singing a song, like you have like I've got choir singing a song, and you get the chorus singing the same reversal backwards. So it's one of the mysteries that I've yet to find a reason for.
Back to more of my conversation with the co-hosts of Reverse Speech Radio when Conspiracy Unlimited returns.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night, ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become? Senua Saga, Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Listen up, true crime fans.
There's a big murder trial underway.
Dateline is launching a new podcast with Andrea Canning.
Welcome to Dateline True Crime Weekly.
We'll cover breaking crime news around the country with the best reporters on the case, NBC News analysts, and Dateline producers on the ground.
Over. Break it down for us.
You'll get behind-the-scenes scoops from crime scenes to courtrooms.
So tell us what he said.
Listen to Dateline True Crime Weekly now and catch new episodes every Thursday.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Overwhelmed by investing?
If you're anything like us, the hardest part is getting started. That's why we created the Investing for Beginners podcast.
Our goal is to help simplify money so it can work for you.
We invite guests to demystify investing.
At least try to be setting aside like the minimum 10% into the 401k.
We'll teach you the basics of the market.
Yeah, I think compound interest should be at the start of any discussion about investing. And
we've had investment professionals who teach in a simple way.
A valuation-driven bear market. You know, we haven't really seen yet, and I think everyone's thinking about it, but we haven't really seen yet.
Our Q&A episodes feature questions from listeners just like you.
So what do you think about the situation with ETBI, which is Activision?
I'm Dave Ahern.
And I'm Andrew Sather.
And we hope you join us on the Investing for Beginners podcast.
On the Investing for Beginners podcast.
Do you want to know what it's like to hang out with MS-13 in El Salvador? How the Russian mafia fought battles all over Brooklyn in the 1990s.
Or what about that time I got lost in the Burmese jungle hunting the world's biggest meth lab? Or why the Japanese Yakuza have all those crazy dragon tattoos? I'm Sean Williams.
And I'm Danny Gold. And we're the host of the Underworld podcast. We're journalists that have traveled all over, reporting on dangerous people and places. And every week, we'll be bringing you a new story about organized crime from all over the world.
We know this stuff because we've been there. We've seen it. And we've got the near misses and embarrassing tales to go with it. We'll mix in reporting with our own experiences in the field, and we'll throw in some bad jokes while we're at it.
The Underworld podcast explores the criminal underworlds that affect all of our lives, whether we know it or not. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
He's the real John Constantine, Christian Decadu from Paranormal Contractors. He joins us every Friday. Christian, welcome back.
Thanks, Richard. It's always great to be on your show. How are you?
Terrific, thanks. I wanted to ask you about the connection between water and the paranormal.
Well, Richard, water is life. Water is a life source. Now, water also contains memory. And us as human beings, we've known this for a very long time. Hence the reason, a perfect example of this, Richard, is when, just look at holy water, or for example, the power of springs in holy places. Water has a memory. It will stabilize a blueprint, whether it is a chemical or whether it is something of a paranormal element. Now, that memory is everywhere, especially in us as humans. Now, if science says that 60% of the adult male, the adult body is 60 to 70% made up of water, then when we pass, our water from our body is then evaporates and goes back into the atmosphere, goes back into the environment, and hence our memory is also included in that water during that process. So when we remediate a particular environment, water as one of the principal items that we use, I'm not talking about holy water, but I'm talking about our specific element from a scientific perspective. When we remediate and remove any paranormal activity in that environment, water is such a crucial proponent to what we do, because we can take water and then we can recalibrate it so it no longer contains a footprint of any particular element or any particular memory. So it's completely neutral, and then we can treat ceilings, walls, and floors and all surfaces as well as objects in order to prevent any form or any type of paranormal activity coming out of the walls, coming out of an object, or any type of foul play that that sometimes takes place.
That's fascinating. So water is the vehicle for the ghost or the haunting, because that's the deceased's memory in the water that goes back into the environment. But water is mm-hmm. also the remediation tool.
Sure. Of course. I mean, when you have a memory of water and it's in the environment, this is why it's so important to maintain humidity levels. This is why it's so important to have proper filtration in air quality and in the environment. It's important to control your environmental surroundings and environmental readings on where you live if you want to circumvent as much paranormal activity as you possibly can.
Fantastic. Christian, you're always full value.
Thank you.
Talk to you next week.
All right, Richard. Take care.
Paranormal Contractors. Contact them at 631-552-5835. 631-552-5835. Email paranormalcontractors@gmail.com and check out their YouTube channel, Paranormal Contractors, for things that go bump in the night.
Theoretical physicists say that there's as many as 12 hyperdimensions. Here are just three of them. Conspiracy Unlimited. Conspiracy Unlimited. Conspiracy Unlimited. Pretty cool, huh? Here's an extra one. Conspiracy Unlimited. Hey, how about one more? Conspiracy Unlimited. And the great thing is we have 6 hyperdimensions left. Conspiracy Unlimited.
5.
Or something like that. I'll ask Richard later.
David John Oates and Kristen Cadieux from Reverse Speech Radio are here. Now, you mentioned that someone else found the Obama clip. How many, yes. Do you have any idea how many disciples of David John Oates are out there?
Oh, dear, disciples. Well, of course, you've got disciples and fans and look, we probably have a close... Our close in the circle is probably about a half a dozen. I've got about, on top of that, there's about probably about a dozen or so practitioners out there in the field doing reverse speech. I've trained several hundred. Of course, I've been on the air for 30 years now, and I get emails all the time from devoted fans out there interested in my progress. So so that's the best way I can answer that question. Yeah.
And do you have people who send you reversals they've discovered all the time?
Oh, yes. A lot of them make it to, well, not a lot of them. Some of them make it to the air too. Sometimes I get some stunningly clear reversals that are just absolutely amazing that make it to the air. Yeah. There's some good amateur researchers out there. So yeah.
And in this workshop that's taking place tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday, October 26, and that'll take place at Metamorphosis Greek Orthodox Church, 40 Donlands Avenue in Toronto. In the workshop, are you going to be teaching people how to isolate, identify reversals?
I will give some basic lessons, but bearing in mind it's a very difficult, there's a lot involved, which I won't be able to cover in full at the workshop. But yes, I will give the basic lessons. We'll cover what we call the reverse speech checkpoints, which are a criteria that all reversals must meet. There's also certain tricks you need to know to actually hear them amongst the gibberish, and I'll be covering that as well. So, so we'll be going through all of that.
And tell me a little bit about the app that you can use to capture reversals.
Oh, sure. Well, we have the app for the iPhone as well as Android, and you can download it on the App Store, and it's converts your phone into a reversing machine. Play forwards or backwards. You can slow it down or speed it up, and you can also isolate the reversal and send it to us. We get people emailing us reversals they found on their little app all the time. So it's a great little tool to play with.
And what's the name of the app again?
Reverse Speech.
I Reverse Speech.
Yeah.
Do you have another one for us? A lying politician or a satanic message or something?
A lying politician. Well, here's another satanic message on the late John McCain.
American people's patience is at an end for politicians who value ambition over principle, and for partisanship that is less a contest of ideas than an uncivil brawl over the spoils of power.
Gee, interesting forward words. He says, you listen, see what he's saying backwards.
Sell.
What do you hear?
Sell something, sell.
Yeah, sell, Satan, sell.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
His unconscious mind is saying, yeah, sell this shinola. Satan, sell it to them.
I know. It's horrible. Oh, dear me. Now, I've got to confess, this is my special satanic reversals folder.
Right.
So,
you don't dust this one off very often.
No. And I don't find a great deal of them to put in there on politicians. So, in all fairness, let me say that. But it's Halloween, and I'm a Halloween child almost. Actually, I was born on the 30th of October. So, I missed another Halloween by one day.
We'll be celebrating David's birthday while you're here in Toronto.
Well, that'll be great. I'll enjoy that.
Do you celebrate Halloween in Australia?
No, we really don't. They have Halloween parties occasionally. Oh, you know, they always advertise them on TV, but we don't get trick-or-treaters, no, which is a bit of a shame. So, but in the 10 years I lived in America, that was many years ago now, my kids, of course, grew up in the States, and they got to grow up with Halloween, which I thought was wonderful.
Mm. You have another one for us? We have time for a few more.
Oh, okay, sure. Okay, well, let's look at, let me see, where will I go to now? Oh, look, here we have Brit, private client, talking about, I think, David Cameron.
I was watching, to take an easy outer example, I was watching David Cameron yesterday on the news.
All right.
He was announcing this thing called Big Society.
And here she says, seeing the voice of Satan.
Seeing the voice of Satan.
Seeing the voice of
Satan. It might be sing.
Seeing the voice of Satan.
Oh, no, that's interesting. Is that seeing the voice of Satan or
sing? Yeah, it could be either. I mean, both would work. Sing the voice of Satan or seeing the voice. Yeah, why would you see? You wouldn't see a voice. So,
you would.
No, sing the voice of Satan. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, what does that say? It says when her unconscious mind is telling her that when she sees David Cameron, she's seeing Satan.
She's seeing Satan.
Right.
Yeah, but that's her belief.
Right, that's her belief.
That, yeah, it may not necessarily be cosmic belief. So, look, do you want to hear one on Alex Jones? Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, here we go.
And they wouldn't pay, and I mean, that pissed me off.
And he says, I am Satan.
I am Satan.
I am Satan. Well, I know there's a lot of people out there who may think that.
Alex Jones, which one? You know, they could have a little 50 cuff. Who's the best Satan? Yeah. Oh, dear. All right, so here's Metallica. No Halloween type show would be complete without some good old heavy metal. So they're singing forwards, I am evil, I am, I am. Backwards, he's singing, I am Satan, I am, I am.
Oh my, that's pretty clear.
It certainly isn't it. There you go, it's a good old fashioned satanic message in rock and roll.
I will say, in Metallica's defense, to me it sounds like, in this case, they have carefully constructed a forward lyrics that they presumed backwards would deliver that message. What do you think? Because it's all part of marketing, right?
Oh, yeah. Look, I think you're right. And it also means they're quite congruent in their song, which means the message is going to get out very, very strong, you know? So And of course, a lot of people play around with backward masking. You know, a lot of groups do that just for the fun of it.
Right, so right.
That's highly likely. And a lot of the intentional backward masking was, like you say, was for marketing.
All right, let's remind folks again about the big reverse speech event, a free event taking place tomorrow. That starts at 11 o'clock in the morning, the workshop from 11 to 1, then David John Oates from 2 to 4, and that's taking place at Metamorphosis Greek Orthodox Church, 40 Donlands Avenue, steps from the Donlands subway station in Toronto. So if you're in the Greater Toronto area or southwestern Ontario, come on up. I'll be there. David John Oates, the discoverer of reverse speech, will be there. Christian Decadieux from Paranormal Contractors. And David and Christian, of course, are both co-hosts of Reverse Speech Radio. And you can download new episodes every Thursday. Just go to reversespeech.ca or reversespeechradio.libsyn.com. Gentlemen, both, thank you so much.
Thank you, Richard. Appreciate it, mate.
Okay, before I dim the lights in my little studio beneath the stairs, I'll be back in a flash with some details on Monday's episode. If you're a fan of this podcast, or my weekly radio program, The Conspiracy Show, or my YouTube channel, Strange Planet, I hope you'll consider becoming an official donor. A donation of $50 a month places you in the Star Chamber. $20 a month is the whistleblower tier, and a donation of just $10 per month makes you a truth seeker. Star Chamber and Whistleblower members can participate in an exclusive monthly online chat or video conference with me. And all donors are entered into a monthly draw for Strange Planet merchandise. Any monthly amount is welcome and greatly appreciated. To become an official donor, go to patreon.com/strangeplanet. patreon.com/strangeplanet. Coming up next, a 9/11 whistleblower reveals a secret military study that predicted the September 11 terrorist attack 25 years before it occurred.
One of the people from the Department of Defense gave me non-rescindable orders that if, in fact, the World Trade Center Twin Towers was attacked in the manner in which we discussed in the study, that I was to do everything I possibly could to get the information to the American people.
Until then, I'm Richard Serrett. So long for now.
A new Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at conspiracyunlimitedpodcast.com. Blow your mind. That is all for now. Oh, and remember to share and give a 5-star review, because we have huge egos and need love. We're like cats. We need constant petting.